At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Injury Time with me, Sandeep Menon. In this episode, we will focus on FC Goa and their ongoing Champions League run. I had the opportunity to speak to Adil Khan, Princeton, and the assistant manager, Clifford Miranda, who was with Dempo FC when Dempo went on to the semifinal run back in 2008 in the AFC Cup. And we spoke about what this means to Indian football, what the competition means to Goan football, how the preparations are going and things of that nature. So this was recorded just the day before the first game. So if it is a little dated, please do forgive me because we weren't able to put it out before. But nonetheless, I think this will be a very enlightening conversation. So give it a listen. Hi, Adil. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Doing good. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. It's been a year since we spoke, I think. So first of all, congratulations for the season that you had, the good finish that you had, for everything that's happened in your personal life as well. How was 2020, 2021? 2020
in the beginning of the season was not so great because I was not getting much time. Since I came to FC Goa, yes, things has been changed because I started getting game time and played some matches here. Give my best to get good result for the team, help the team whenever they needed me. And yeah, it was altogether, it was good experience because we learn through our mistakes, we learn through the things what go what goes past, right? So yeah, all in all, it was a good season, but not really good as my profession is concerned. But yeah, it was a good season. And yes, personally, if I go to see, being a father of a child, it was a great season.
Yes. So I just wanted to ask you about this. You are someone who's playing in a Goa club from Goa, playing the biggest possible tournament that you can play. That's what you're preparing for. How does it feel?
A lot of excitement, actually, you know, but as also we know that it's going to be a, you know, a huge task for the team to compete with the best teams of Asia. So like we have a group of that in our team, like really good teams. I think Persepolis is the champions of last season or something in the Champions League. So competing with them, it's going to be a huge, huge, huge task for us, but we are preparing for that. We'll try to do our best to give them fight. We'll definitely not let any team go through pass easy from us. We will definitely give them a tough fight. So we are preparing for that and it's going great now.
And how much does it mean? I mean, it's sort of unfortunate that the biggest competitions come to India and you don't have fans in the stadium. How much are you going to, I mean, I'm sure you're used to it now, but how much are you going to miss this chance of, like, you know, Goan fans missing to see their team be the first team to play Champions League and things like that?
Yeah, of course, we miss our fans in the ISL as well. You know, they were equally important for us when it comes to any sort of games. Even if it's a practice match, you know, if it's a training match where we play against other teams, and when we see our fans over there, it's of course a different energy you get in the stadiums. And being into the huge. Platform like Champions League and we are missing the fans, it's going to be a little bit disappointment for us because we know how vocal and how loud they are when they come on the stands and they scream with your names, they shout on your names and they support you. That energy what you get, you know, instant energy and extra energy what you get while playing, that will be missing. It's good to be home because of this pandemic. I think we need to be very patient and we need to take care of ourselves, our families, and old members at home, I think it's good to be home and watch matches on the TV rather than coming on the stadium and risking our families and yourself in a danger for pandemic. So I think we will miss them and on the stadiums, but we know that they will be supporting us from the homes as well.
So I'm asking the Goan in you. You have grown up watching, let's say, the Tempo team that reached the semi-final of the AFC Cup, which is still India's best performance along with the BFC. Sorry, BFC being in the finals, the biggest one. This is the second best along with the East Bengal. So, watching that, what did you think of the Asian competitions? Did you think that you would get a chance to play the Champions League and to play at home? And what does it mean? And being from Goa, where football is so huge.
No, right now, because I feel in a personal way, for me, if I think about individual, for me, I think I was lucky to get into this competition, you know, when I started my season with Hyderabad, and I was not part of this competition. But see, that opportunity what I got now to prove, to play for the Champions League and prove myself in that biggest platform, I think it's an extreme important platform for my profile. I think I'll be playing with the great players, great opponents, and it's going to be, all in all, going to be a great tournament for sure. But looking at the BFCs and the Empo's performances in past, but this is, they played Champions League, not the Champions League, but the AFC qualifiers and AFC Cup, right?
Yeah.
So this is, I think, bigger stage than them, and I think we need to do well to not only to keep FC Goa flag high, also the Indian national, you know, Indian flag high. So I think we will be representing FC Goa, but we are representing entire country as well in this tournament. So I think we need to do well. We need to be very patient and, you know, wait for our chances. And just need to do whatever coach wants us to do and stick the plans. And I think hopefully it should go well for us.
Do you notice any difference in the way the training camp has gone? Like a higher intensity, or are you training to play against teams who are most likely going to have most of the ball? Right? So anything different that you notice?
It's going to be a different, you know, because we know the state, the standard what they have. Right now, I trained with the team hardly for 2-3 days because I was with national team and I just joined after the break. So I'm just trying to know what exactly coach needs from the players. And now we have a few days left for training. I think I will grab whatever coach will give us information and the way they want and the way he wants us to play. I will definitely try to grab the points as much as possible to do my best for the team and get the good result for the team the way coach wants. So I think now it's a time for us to know what exactly we need to do. Most of the players, I think they were training since last 1 week, 10 days. I think they know already what coach wants. But now I recently joined, I think two, three sessions I have seen, and I'm trying to get the information from the coach. So I'm working on it. And another 4-5 days, I think I will know what exactly coach wants from us.
So this will be your first AFC tournament, right? From a club point. You didn't play for Mumbai at that time, when they were?
No. This is my first year, yes.
Okay. So how much do you think your experience, having played, you know, the highest level in the national team and things like that against very difficult oppositions, how much do you think that experience is going to help you? Because you really don't know what you're entering into at the Champions League level.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it's going to be similar like when we play national team and when we played UAE recently, a friendly match. I think that is the standard. It's going to be there. And with the foreigners in our team, I think we will do much better than the national team. I think we didn't do well in the national team for sure, this friendlies. But we learned a lot from what the experience what we get playing against a team like UAE, I think it's going to be the same standard. I've got the feeling how it's going to be in the Champions League. I think we need to be very, very we have to work hard. Being foreigners in the team in FC Goa, I think they will help us to grow better in the league. I think we will do better in the Champions League for sure.
So coming back to this Goan connect, you are probably the most experienced, the senior most figure for the Goan players, right? All the Samsons and everybody below you, even the Princeton, all of them are coming up. Then you have a few of them who are a little experienced, Brandon, obviously. So what does it mean for you guys as a collective to be playing this tournament at home? Is there some discussions that you've had among yourself?
Of course, we are excited for this tournament, you know, excited for this league, because I feel we are very lucky to get this platform for us at this point, you know. And the young players who are there, of course, they will get an opportunity, they will get an experience, they will get exposure, you know, to get the feel how it's going to be, you know, like the way you said, like Princeton, Samson, Glenn, all these guys, they are young boys, they are growing up in their game. By the time they get their peak, I think they will do better in the coming years in the ISL after getting the experience from the Champions League. So they will know how difficult it is going to be. They will know how difficult it is when you play for national team. So when they come back to when they get an opportunity to play for national team, I think this experience will help them to do better in the national team as well, because the standard is going to be the almost similar for the national team and the Champions League.
So any personal goals that you are going with to this tournament?
For me, I think I just want our team to do well, you know, just be there. We not let any team go past us too easy. I personally want everybody to be serious about this and think positively. We can do it. It's not that we can't do. We can beat any team any given day. So I think if we do well and if it's our day, I think we can do well and get the result, the positive result. For me personally, I need to, I want as a defender, I want to keep a clean sheet and keep zero at the back as possible, so that we get a good result for the team. That's my goal for the Champions League in all the matches.
So this, you touched on being a defender. You also play defensive midfield for a long time in your career. So
yeah.
Do you prefer any one role over the other? And how much do you think this versatility helps you to get into the team and play?
Yeah, versatility definitely helped me to get into the teams. But right now, since last year, I've played more matches as a center back. And I would love to play that position. With my experience, I can guide the young players in front of me who are playing, like Princeton, for example, Glenn and Amarjeet and all the young players who are there. I can guide them. I can tell them what they can and what they can't do in this situation. So I think playing at the back, I think I'm very comfortable now, because as I'm getting like, you know, I'm turning 33, so I think I prefer playing as a center back, and also I play as a center back in the national team. Definitely, this Champions League will help me to get that experience to play for World Cup qualifiers soon after we are playing in June against Qatar, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan. So I think it will be better for me to play as a center back now and get that exposure and get the proper fitness and proper game time. So I think it will be better for me to play as a center back now.
A word on the spot now. Two foreigners are Igor and Noguera are missing. So what do you make of the spot? I mean, it's very difficult for him to choose just four out of the foreigners that you have.
It was a difficult decision for coach for sure. But I think what he did, thinking about the team only, you know, I think I don't have any comments on it. I will definitely miss these two players in the team for sure. I would be happy if we could play all foreigners in the Champions League. But as per the rules, I think we need to select only four of them, and that two we have to go with the Asian player. So I think it was a tough, difficult decision for the coach and the management. They must have done well, and they must have thought about the team. So I think whatever decision they took, it should work for us. And I think we are okay with that. Definitely, we're gonna miss Noguera's assist and the way he kept the ball position. And definitely, we're gonna miss Angulo's scoring abilities, the way he makes runs behind the defenders and all this stuff. But I think coach must have took a very hard decision, and we should go with him.
Yeah, absolutely. He said yesterday it was very difficult. But
Yeah.
have it only four foreigners? How much do you think the setup will change? Because you'll need one more Indian will come, right? So as opposed to all the ISL season when you had five foreigners. So do you think
Yeah.
that's a that'll take some time to get adjusted to?
It should adjust with this, because as per the rules, we have to go. And whoever players we are there now in the team, they're doing good. Like Brandon is back from the injury. I think he can feel almost close to Noguera's boot. He will keep the ball and position and the assist. I think he's assist one of the assist best assist giver in the Indian football. I think he will help us do better in place of Noguera. And definitely we will miss Angulo, though. Ishan Pandita might get his opportunities to prove himself at the highest level. So all in all, we have players who can play the positions where we'll be missing our foreigners. Definitely it will be a difficult task. That's what I said in the beginning of the interview. It's going to be a difficult catch from difficult task for the team, but we have to work hard and do well for the club and for the country.
Absolutely. I also think Brandon is like a foreigner in some respects, similar to how Sunil is for PSG. So just a couple more questions and you can feel free not to answer them also. So in the beginning of the season, you said Hyderabad was difficult. You're not getting much chances. And I had asked the coach also, Manolo Marquez, why you were not playing. And then soon after that, you were moved to, you shifted to FC Goa. So, can you talk about what was happening there and why you made the decision and why Goa?
The beginning of the season, of course, when I was in Hyderabad, I started with the injury. I started with the injury in the pre-season. I couldn't be a part of practice matches to impress coach, but I knew that I was his first choice. But when I was injured, he had to give Sana a chance to prove himself, and he did really well. I appreciate his performance. I appreciate the way he worked hard and got his place in the team, and now he's in the national team. He has worked hard. To see his videos on social media when he was at home off season, he was working in the gym, he was working on the ground, and he was doing all that stuff. So it worked for him, and I'm happy for Sana. He did well in the season, and I wish him luck to do well in the coming season and for the national team. As for the Manolos, I think when team do well, I think coach is always think when team do well, he doesn't need to change anything. So that's what he's thinking. And he spoke to me about it, and he said, not right now. The team is doing well with this sort of formation. So he tried in the training sessions to make it three at the back so that I can get my playing time. But it was difficult to get along with the other players because they were not used to, like Akash Mishra, Ashish Rai, Sana. They were not used to the system, and we didn't have much time to train at back three. So it didn't work for both the side, for me and for the club. So I had to take a decision because national team games were coming closer, and I was getting messages from the coach and my fitness trainer from national team that I'm not getting playing time, what is going on and stuff. So I had to take a decision to come to FC Goa, where the FC Goa was interested to sign me on loan. So I decided to join FC Goa. And it worked for me, it worked for club, and it worked for Hyderabad as well. So all the teams, both the teams, and I was happy. So nothing bad from the, like, you know, bad part from Hyderabad. It was all okay for me.
Oh, the loan ends it in May. So would you like to continue in FC Goa? Is that some discussions?
Right now, we have not decided anything. Right now, I'm on loan. I'm focusing on Champions League, and I have loan with FC Goa till May. I think after May, we will decide what to do, what not to do.
So, first of all, welcome and thank you for the interview.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask you about your season, breakthrough season this year. How has life changed, or has it changed, or have you been out of the bubble to feel that it has changed? How's it going?
Right now, to be honest, we are still the same thing. Again, bubble. Meaning, like, after the ISL, we got break, but unfortunately, I could not enjoy because of the injury.
Mm.
And then again, we have to be in the bubble now for AFC. So it's been pretty, what to say, I don't know. But hopefully it will get over soon. So that's our main thing now.
So how's the injury now?
Injury, it's getting better. But I will be soon, I think, so I fit completely. But it's getting better.
Okay. So of all the seasons to make a name for yourself, this year is a very strange year. So how has it been playing without fans, being in a bubble and all those kind of things?
Yeah, it's been pretty difficult to play in the bubble because there were no fans in the stadium and it was a bio bubble thing. But fortunately, it was like a good season for us, and especially for me. It was good because I played many matches, and for me, it's an experience because from here, I want to take it to the next level now. I want to be a consistent player. And I want to improve myself more and be there in the national team soon.
Your coach told me once when I asked about you, he said you're the best Indian player in your position. So that's one proper season in the first team. That this is the kind of the talk that the coach is talking about. How does that make you feel? Is that pressure? Are you happy? Is it motivating? How do you look at it?
See, first of all, like for me, it is the most important thing to believe, to get the belief of the coach, to let him trust me. And for me, like he has given me the hope and he has played me all these matches so that he trusts me. And for me, like he has improved me a lot and I've learned a lot under him. And for me, like he always motivates me. And the thing, the way he said it, he believes in me. And for me now, it's the time to repay his trust, and I'm doing that. And I want to be a consistent player, like always. And that's it.
So from a Goan player perspective, so I'm going to ask you a few questions from that perspective.
Yeah.
You've grown up, playing football in Goa. Now to play at the highest level possible in Asia, what does that mean to you as a Goan player to play this tournament at home?
For me, basically, I had never thought I will get an opportunity at this early of my age because I never thought I'd be reaching at this level of playing the ISL or anything because I had left football when I was in UK and my life completely changed now. There were so many difficulties what went through in these years, but now I'm happy that I will be playing at the biggest level in Asia. And for me, it is a great achievement and I want to continue it and be there to play it. And I want to play it as soon as possible because it's the first match is on 14th and we will try our best to win it.
And what does it mean for your family that you're going to play this tournament in your own backyard?
Yeah, like my family always told me, like for me, it was football was always important, but they also never thought that I'll be playing at this level. And they always back me up and they are happy that the tournament will be in Goa because they don't want like any further cases to go on because the cases are increasing and here we are in the bio bubble. So it's kind of safe.
I wanted to ask this Denpo team of the late 2000s, which went into the AFC Cup semi-final, right, with Armando Palacio. Do you have any memories of that team playing, and that's probably the best team that you've seen from Goa at that time?
Do you have any memories?
Yeah, I know. I know, like my Clifford Miranda.
Yeah.
Like he's from my village, my own ward. So basically, like every time, whenever he used to play, I used to watch on the TV, especially Dembo Sports Club, and he used to be the captain of that time. And like for me, I always watched it as a normal person, like a kid. So I never thought I'll play a level more higher than that. So for me today, it is kind of a what to say achievement, because it's the first team from India to play, and no one has played it now. So we are hoping to play it.
So he was also a dev team head coach.
Yeah.
Do you have any conversation? Did you speak to him about what he felt like? That team that he played in the semifinal was a very, very difficult team.
Yeah, he always tells us that even in the training now, he's the first team assistant coach. So he always tells us, you all are very lucky to play this level. It's the highest level in Asia. Unfortunately, he say, I could not play it. I played a level below that, but the teams are very, very tough. It will be a good experience for you at this age. He's like, for you, it will be a very good experience, and just give your best, and that's it. He's like, it's for you a bonus point in your life.
Exactly. That is what I wanted to touch on, because I spoke to Adil recently. Yeah. Now, he is at the other end of his career. He is in his 30s. This is a great opportunity for him. Then you have others like Glan and Sheraton, etc., who are also like in their mid-20s, mid to late 20s, so have some experience playing, you know, the top division, I League and things like that. And you are at the younger level. What does it mean for you to get this chance so early in your life and maybe learn a lot from this? Six matches or five matches, how many were that you might play?
Yeah, see, basically, first of all, I thank God for letting me play this, because I never ever thought I'll play this in my life, because at this age, it's always maybe like when you are experienced player, it's a thing that everyone expects to play for an experienced player. But for me, it will be a different challenge. I want to learn as much as possible from these matches. And like always, the other players also, they motivate me. They help me on the pitch, off and on the pitch. So it's kind of, I'm waiting for this opportunity. I just want to give my best. That's it.
So in the Goan player group that you have, look, from Brandon to Adil and all the rest of them, have you had any conversation about what this means to, potentially means to Goan football, to see one of their own or a lot of their own Goan play at the highest level? How much of an influence that's going to be?
We basically talk every day, like we just want to give our best, and for us, we know this opportunity, it's a blessing for us to play in Goa itself, this tournament, so in front of our own fans. So it's like we are just waiting for it to give our best, and we always discuss, like we talk normally on the ground and even for dinner, lunch, like we just want to play it as soon as possible and finish this bubble thing. We just want to give our best for our country. We are representing India, so we'll just give our best.
Okay. Now, going a little further back, you spoke about leaving football after UK. Can we talk a little bit about UK? You had stints at QPR, you had trials at Watford. How was those experiences for you?
Like for me, it was a good experience at the early age of my career, because I used to just go there, train and play some matches and come back, because for me, it was very difficult to travel 2 to 3 hours per day. From coming from college, school, I used to bunk college and go to play, train, because it was very difficult, because my mom did not know it first, because I was bunking the college and all. So then later she came to know, and then it was a bit difficult. But then my dad supported me to go and all. He came with me, and I used to travel alone most of the time for training. And I used to come a late at night, very late, like 11, 11:30. I used to come at home.
So what about your England stint?
Yeah, it was like good. The things, basics, what we are doing now, like they do it at the early age, the first touch, the control and all, they all teach it very goodly. And for us, it is like a thing, for a young player, it is must, I would say, because if you have that, you can be a good player in your life. And it was a good experience for me.
So why did you decide to stop in between football?
I wanted to play for the national team, and I had to, they were like, you have to go for a Portuguese passport to play over there. I said, then I spoke to my family was like, it's better your decision. Then I was like, I want to play. Then I came to Goa, and that's what I left the offer. I had to proceed for a Portuguese passport, but I did not want to, because if I had, then I had to go for a Portuguese passport, and I would have no right with the Indian passport.
Okay. So just this season, what was the highs and lows of this season for you? Because there were some passes that we all looked and we're like, oh, that's a pass. So what was the highs and lows for you?
See, for me, the most important thing is to improve day by day and learn everything possible. I have learned a lot, like bads and goods, but I want to improve it more. Even my defensive work, I have to work on that. And attacking, I know I have to improve in some things, but defensively, I have to improve a lot more. And I'm working on that every day in training.
Were you always playing in the same position, or did you change positions as and when you were growing?
See, first I was a striker, like very young. And then when Miskita, once there was a no midfielder in the team, so he was like, you play midfield. And then from that time, I liked that position very much, because I like to assist more than scoring or put with through balls. I like to put the balls above the defense, above the wing backs, full backs, and also that's what I love. So I was like, from then only I'll play as a midfielder.
Okay. So you prefer to... So one of the things that we notice is that you try to take risks with the pass, which is not something that we see very often. Like some passes that you find it difficult passes, right? You don't always opt for the easy passes. Is that something the coach sort of encourages you to do? Take the chance, even if you lose position, it's okay.
To be honest, the coach tells me every time to take risk, because see, in football, you never know what can happen. With one pass, there could be a goal or assist. So for me, like I most of the time when I have the ball, I look forward and I see for the man if he's running. First only I see, and then if the run is there, then I put the ball. So for me, it's like a normal thing. I always look forward, and whenever I see a run, I put the pass. So that's, I don't know how it comes.
Okay, so a couple of last questions. What do you think this Champions League means? Like, it's going to be very difficult. The teams are going to be much, much higher level than they're used to. What does this mean for Goan football and for people like you who played in Goa for such a long time? And what do you think for, you know, the larger Goan football landscape?
Yeah, for us, first of all, there's no Goan player who have played it earlier, even Indian player, I would say. So for us, happening in Goa and all the people are Goans here. So the thing is, we want to win. I'm saying we want to give our best, and that's what we can all do. Because we know the level, it's very high in Asia. It's the highest level in Asia. So we just want to win, and we just want to play for them and play for a club. That's it, and represent India. That's what I say.
Any personal goals for you?
For me, the most important thing is to play, if it's possible, every match. But the thing is, now I just want to get that experience of playing against the best teams in Asia. So that's the thing. I just want to give my best, and I'll live up to the God. He will do the rest.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. It's just congratulations on the opportunity. All the best for the opportunity. We'll all be, you know, supporting and looking forward to a great performance from FC Goa.
Thank you.
You've been someone who's played, you know, the highest level, international level, AFC Cup semi-final level. So what does Champions League mean for you as someone who's played all this, and to see that the next generation is playing a higher level tournament?
You know, Sanjay, first of all, the AFC Cup and the Champions League are two different things, you know, are completely two different competitions. AFC Cup, you know, is a level lower than the Champions League. And the team that plays in the AFC Cup are also from nations that are not as you know, highly ranked as you know, India is not very highly ranked than the nation, the teams that come from these countries in the Champions League. So comparatively, Champions League is a much, much, much more difficult and a higher level competition than AFC Cup. So the majority of my career, yes, I played in the AFC Cup, but with teams that played in the, but teams that were really, really good, you know, some of the teams that came from Bahrain and Jordan and Syria, Lebanon were really good at, you know, of really high level. But then I also played in the playoffs of the Champions Leagues, I think twice or three times, and wherein back then, you know, champions of India were not granted direct entry into the Champions League. We had to play a playoff, and both the times, unfortunately, we lost. I think once we played against Al Sadd, where we lost 2-0, and Al Sadd went on to become the champions of AFC Champions League that year, if I'm not mistaken. And the other time we lost to Kuwait FC. I think we lost 3-0. But then, you know, like I said, it's completely different proposition when you play AFC Cup and in the Champions League. And this is a big moment for the club, for the players who are playing, and for Indian football as well. Because this is like, you know, it's like playing with the best in Asia, playing with the best players in Asia, from the best teams in Asia, is a massive step up for us. And, you know, the only way I can tell you or look to it is like, we can learn, we must learn, and we must try and up our game. We can gauge where we are actually in Asian football.
So, with your experience, having played at the side, have you spoken to the Goan boys about what to expect? Even, you know, none of the Indian club, lots of clubs like BFC have also played this qualifier to the Champions League and not been able to get through. So, with your experience, have you told them what to expect?
You know, that's because it's that difficult, you know, to because earlier it was just one playoff, you know, and we always had to play, like, you know, when I was back in Dempo's, I think even with Bengaluru, the playoff is always within the country of the team, which is highly ranked. And most of the teams that played the Champions League playoff are always ranked higher than India. So we have, and it's just one. So we have to go and play there, and it's all the more difficult, you know, different circumstances, different level of football and different in different environment is difficult, of course. About speaking the players, yeah, we do mention every once and then, and especially more because when the league was on, the ISL was on, like our focus was totally on the league, on the ISL. But once the league got over and we got into training with the Champions League, yes, you know, we do discuss, I mean, not in detail, but like, you know, we do discuss a few things here and there, you know, every now and then, not just with the Goan boys, with all the players, like in moments where we have to, for example, whether it's tactical or technical, whether we, you know, but not in detail, like not like for a longer time, but small details, but in very short moments, like, where I just tell them or the coach just tells them that, you know, we need to be quicker here, you know, we need to be faster here, it is, you know, because the level is different than that of the ISL is like 7-8 steps ahead, or, you know, much more higher than the ISL. So we need to think faster, we need to think before, you know, so small details here and there, you know, we need to be tactically more stronger. So yeah, so like I said, like it's not in not like long, but in small details, like in those moments, like where we, you know, where I discuss or where the coach discusses the players for very short spell of time.
Do you have any such memories that stand out of playing the Champions League qualifier? Something that really stands out in your mind?
Yeah, like I said, no, we played the Champions League qualifiers, I think twice. I don't remember if it was three times, but yeah, we did play twice. But yeah, but I have a lot of memories from the AFC Cup, you know, where we were always like the lower ranked teams than the Arab teams, you know, and there were moments where they used to always, like when they used to travel by through airports and all, they used to always, and when they should look at our teams, when they should look at our goalkeepers, they used to, like, you know, laugh at us. But then, believe it, literally laugh at us, like I tell you. But that was normal, you know, that was normal. And then, you know, because Dempo was a very good team, we were a very settled team with good Indian, Goan and foreign players, you know, we did get out a lot of results. I think in my 5 years of playing for AFC Cup, I think twice, I think we have got out of the group, and groups that contained really, really, really good teams. I remember this moment when I think in our group, there was a team from Bahrain, Bahrain, I forgot the name of the team. Then there were a team from Jordan, and there was a team from Syria. And the team from Bahrain, Oh, of course. Well, I think the defending champions, you know, that year. And we beat them in Bahrain. You know, we beat them in Bahrain. And we drew, I think, in Goa. So that was a big... And we got out of the group. You know, we came out of the group. So yeah, some really, really memorable matches that we have played in the AFC Cup. About the Champions League. About, I remember playing against Al Sadd in Al Sadd. And that stadium was like majestic for us, you know. Air-conditioned stadium. Playing against against some of the best in Asia, and I think they had one player from Chelsea, Belhaj, I think his name was, you know, and it was a big moment for us to play there. Of course, we lost the game, but then, like I said, you know, it was an experience. The thing is, if we need to improve our football, then our players, you know, our boys, we need to play more of these matches. And the only difference that we can, you know, raise our level is confidence. If we play there through confidence, of course, we need to improve our technique. But if we play with confidence, I think, you know, we are not very far. But for that, we'll have to work a lot harder.
So now you mentioned about the Tempo team, which had a lot of Indian good foreigners and Goan players. And FC Goa has the same. So is there any parallels you can draw between the two teams?
We are a good team, you know. FC Goa in this moment are a good team with some good young players, I would say, you know, young Goan players. Of course, with a mixture of good foreigners as well, which is the key. But in my opinion, I always believe that if you reduce the majority in the team that plays, for example, if there are like four foreigners and seven Indians, I would say Indians, huh? Then these seven Indians have to be really good, you know. Because it's like four foreigners who are really good in our team. For example, like we have Edu and all, but how much they can do, you know, they cannot do everything. So you need these other seven Indians, in our other seven local players, to really, really be good, to really perform. Apart from, you know, to really do well, besides the four foreigners who will always do well. And that is the thing which Tempo had, you know. Tempo had this three, four foreigners who were really good, who were good during that time. And we had some really, really core Indian Goan players, I would say Indian players who did really well, you know, to complement the foreigners. And I think this is what we must do in this team as well. You know, we have a good mixture of foreign as well as Goan players. And we need to complement each other. We need to complement each other in terms of technique, in terms of tactics, in terms of the physical part of the game, where we need to support each other in terms of how we can go about not just one moment in the game, but the entire game. And I think if we look at it, I think we are good. We are a young team, you know. Mind you, we are a young team, but we are a talented team. You know, with time, we will surely get better. Yeah.
So yesterday, I spoke to Princeton, and he so told me about your AFC Cup run with Tempo and how you come from the same area that he does, and that he used to always watch. So what is FC Goa playing a Champions League mean for Goan football, in your opinion?
It's massive. Is the moment itself says that the first team from India, forget about Goa, the first team from India to play in the final round in the group stages of the Champions League is a massive, massive moment for not just for Goan football. Okay, of course, for Goan football in particular, but for Indian football as well. Now we can test ourselves. We can, you know, try to match ourselves, see where we are in terms of our ability when we play against the best teams in Asia and some of the best players from Asia, and of course players from Europe as well, who could play any day in the top teams in Europe but are playing in Asia. So it's a good experience for us. It's a good good moment for us and for my club, for this club, for FC Goa. It is a big moment, you know. I don't know what can be the result, that no one knows, but for sure, I'm sure these boys are, the motivation itself is enough that they are being the first team to play in the group stages of the Champions League. to do well. About Princeton, yeah, he is from my village. You know, I can say he's my house is just we live very near to each other. And when I was playing, I'm sure he must have been, that was not 100 years back, but I'm sure he was a young boy. He must have been watching a lot of matches that Dempo played, because back then Dempo was the best team. Just like how when I was growing up, I was watching a lot of matches of Salgaonkar, because Salgaonkar was the back for best team then. And his uncle, some Prince's uncle, one of his uncles was playing in for Salgaonkar. So it's vice versa, you know, like tomorrow his sons will watch, you know, my children will watch watch Princeton playing. But it's a nice culture. It's a nice culture. It's a nice you know, history going out there where we can watch each other. And of course, not necessarily from the same village, but from generation to generation.
Yeah, that's actually a very nice way to put it. So even... For I'm focusing on Goan players more so because I feel this tournament being happening in Goa is a big boost for Goan football, who we know ruled the roost till, let's say, 2013. They all the Churchill brothers when winning 2012-2013. Dempo was there. All these teams are there. So from then, maybe it's been a slight dip, not so much, but the clubs pulled out, that culture sort of. Well, I mean, culture is still there, but the main club sort of pulled out of the I-League and things. So, in that sense, I was hoping like this could be a boost, if in your opinion, for the youngsters to say, okay, this
is there. I really, really hope because there was a time when in Goa, there were six clubs in the I-League, you know, and majority of the clubs had Goan players. You know, and now in this moment, we just have FC Goa. And of course, there is Churchill out there. That means less number of Goan players, you know, in the and we are trying. FC Goa is trying to have as many local players as possible. You know, that is of course the aim of the club. That is, I think there's no other club in the ISL that has as many local players as we have. So that's the aim of the club. That's the aim is the aim which by which the club had having and running their youth program, the grassroots program, you know, where we have the development team, we have the youth team, we have the youth teams as well as the grassroots. So that is the aim of the club, to get as many local players as possible, which is fantastic, you know. And the club is you know, on the path of success, where we can get players from the youth, from the grassroots to the youth, from the reserve team to the first team. As far as other teams are concerned, you know, I really, really hope, you know, because in this moment, is FC Goa is the only club, like, you know, that are really, really doing well, or I will say are trying to get. And what happens is when there's just one club, then the opportunities are limited for players. I really, really hope that in this moment that clubs like, you know, traditional clubs like who have been there for years, like Salgaonkar, Sporting, Dempo, they do try to come in the main division, you know, to give boost to Indian football. Of course, they have done so much. You know, my club that I played for, Dempo, along with others. Salgaonkar and then Sporting and of course Churchill have done so much for Indian football, and I don't know the reasons, you know, whatever which they went, you know, they decided to take a step back. But I hope whatever the differences are, whatever the reasons are, they all come together in the benefit of Goan football and you know, come into mainstream Indian football, Indian football.
So one last question is, of course, these matches are going to be held behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
So how much are you going to miss the fans? Because this is a uphill battle for an Indian club, any Indian club for that matter. So you generally need your fans around you to help you. So how much are you going to miss the fans? How much do you think the fans are missing the chance to see a historic tournament happening here?
It is more about, of course, it's both ways how you put it. You know, Sandeep is like the fans missing the opportunity to come to the stadium, and we missing the fans. You know, but that, you know, is like it is both ways. But I feel that when the fans don't come to the stadium and when they can watch the match on TV, on television, then yeah, they can, there is a, you know, it is in some way complemented for their non-presence. But when we don't see the fans in the stadium, it completely takes the home advantage away, you know. It's like there's no home advantage, you know. It's like, it looks like more like a from the like a training game. It's like more like neutral for both teams. It just completely takes the home advantage away. It's the same thing what happened in the ISL when they said like that FC Goa is playing home, or when it was a home advantage for us. It was never a home advantage for us. It was neutral for all the teams, because why, how the home advantage comes into play. The one major factor is the fans, and when the fans are not there, then it you know, it looks normal. It looks normal for both teams, and of course, and it's vice versa as well. It's for the other team, when the other team comes, away team comes and plays here, and when they see there are fans, maybe it gives them a lift, you know, to prove to play against those fans. But when there are no fans on the stadium, in the stadium, you know, it's like more like a training match, but or training session. But then the competition itself, the players, like just like the ISL, will try to motivate ourselves in the fact that we are the first team, and we are playing in the premier tournament, Premier League of the continent. Right, Chandu?
Yeah, I mean, it's I think it's so weird, because as a fan, like, we watched the whole season on TV. And this, yeah, they've put in the sound, so it doesn't seem strange to us. But exactly. At the stadium,
like, it's like one factor. Like, there are many factors when you say home advantage. Of course, is the weather, the playing field, you know, the place where you are playing. Yeah. All these are factors. But there's one major factor. And it is the fans, you know. It is the fans. So that's a big factor. And when you remove that factor, take that out of the equation, then it's like a normal game, you know. Then there is no advantage. It's like it's a normal game for both teams. It's a normal game.
Yeah, I mean, they must have helped a lot during that semi-final run for Tempo, right? Because you're at home, you did very well.
The fans, yeah, but yeah. Unfortunately, you know, when we reached the semi-finals, we did not play in Goa that time, because I think back then the stadium, the Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, was under renovation, and we had to play in, if I'm not wrong, we had to play in Hyderabad, you know, and yeah, of course, the thing is that semi-final, I clearly remember we lost the game 1-0 in Lebanon. Against Al Ansar, if I'm not mistaken. We lost the game 1-0. And that too, in the very last minute, we conceded a goal through free kick. And we were very confident of going through back in India. You know, of course, we always knew we had to play in Hyderabad. But if we had to be in Goa, it would have been a different thing altogether. In Hyderabad, there was not much people to be. Of course, we had a few fans coming down from Goa there. But it's not a big advantage. But if it was in Goa, it would have counted as a big, big advantage, because we could have overthrown, you know, overcome the 1-0 deficit. But then I think what happened was, we played a little differently than we normally play. We played a little more open than we normally play. You know, we usually used to play, you know, close, close and middle, especially in the Champions League, because we know the opposition always better than us. But I think that semi-final, we played a little open. And I think we lost the game 2-0, if I'm not mistaken. But nevertheless, it was really, really a good run. Not just that season, but whenever we played in Asia, it was really, really nice. It's like, you know, it makes you, and when you have an extended run of 4 or 5 or 6 years playing in, or 7 years playing in Asia, you know, whether it's Champions League or UFC Cup, you know, you are a different player. You're a different player. You know where you are. You know where your level is when you play in when you play in Asia. You know where you can improve. You know where you have to do better. And you know that gave us a big, big lift. Not just to me, to all the players who were there in Dempo back then. It gave us a big lift, because every year, almost every year, we used to play in Asia.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Clifford, for the time.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
We will all be cheering for you from far away because we really want to see you do well.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
And that's the end of this episode of Injury Time. Do follow us on Injury Time IND on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We are mostly active on Twitter and Instagram. Please do subscribe and help us out and listen to our content. We are planning a lot more as the season goes on or the postseason goes on. And hopefully we can get some good content. And hopefully we can get some good content out for you in the future. Till the next episode of Injury Time, take care and enjoy the game.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,